Or two time today, we're pleased to have with us Barb Lowry, who has been one of the lead spokespeople for years now for the St. Patrick's Committee. Sounds like things are starting to rev up for that traditional late winter, early spring push for fundraising.
Yeah, it is. Barb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, guys. Thank you.
All right. So, Barb, where are we at in the process? It seems like it gets more and more compressed every year. Man, maybe that's just from the outside looking in, but how are things going here with the early processes?
Well, that's a good word, compressed. I tell you, this year we are taking a little different focus. We have been thinking back. This would be our now. This, I mean, except for the weirdness of COVID. In 1994 was the year that the three men and a dog, you know, took their stroll down the Commercial Street, and that was the official beginning of the St. Patrick's Parade, and. We have realized that, I think with all the other things that we have going on all the time and all, we possibly don't make just our St. Patrick's Day, which this year will be the 16th of March, the Saturday right before St. Patrick's Day. But we want to focus on making that day big, 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 and just hoping to throw the biggest St. Patrick's Day parade and party that we ever have in downtown Emporia. We are focusing this year on celebrating 30 years of supporting all these organizations in Emporia and the surrounding areas. So we've done a lot of fundraising in many different ways. We've tried a lot of different things. We've gone through a lot of changes, and we know that the community's gone through a lot of changes, and there are so many events similar to ours all around the same time. So we're very honored and proud to have helped these organizations all these years. And so now our efforts are going to be on hosting a day-long family-friendly celebration parade party with bagpipers, of course, in downtown Emporia. So we are inviting all those, we are officially, not just here on the radio, but we're officially inviting back all those organizations we've sponsored to definitely be in our parade and help in any way they want to or can. And our fundraising efforts this year will be to host the bagpipers. And we will have that group back that we had last year, which was awesome. They marched in the parade. They hopped on our float with us. And then they continued to perform down inside and outside at Town Royal. So we're turning a different direction this year, but we're going to see how this goes. And we're very much looking forward to it.
So did you say big day March 16th, you said?
That's correct, March 16th. Okay. Traditionally we go with the day, the Saturday that is closest date-wise to St. Patrick's Day. So that'll be just the day before. Then you'll have St. Patrick's Day to recover before you have to go back to work.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Sure.
Awesome.
Or continue.
I'm looking at a pretty slow Monday, you know, that next week.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we're saying.
I think that'd be okay. Yeah, I think that'd be okay.
Well, let me ask you here, Barb. So how is the schedule going to lay out then for the 16th? Kind of what you have as far as the game plan is concerned right now?
Well, we did start meeting a little later this year, and so we've just now had our second official meeting for the year. But what we're hoping to do, and oh, gee, if Main Street's listening, I hope they're not shocked. We hope to work a lot with Main Street and all the downtown businesses. Hope that we can, Casey's approached us for this in the past, and we've never done a whole lot about it. But we hope to just make the whole day, you know, like hopefully the stores could have some kind of, you know, green St. Patrick's Day specials. The Arts Center, I know, has already asked me about doing, as they do every year, which is fabulous. You know, they do a special craft project with kids for St. Patrick's Day, and we can focus more on that. You know, our time has just been so divided in the past with the auction and the parade, and, you know, we used to have a run walk and a disc golf tournament. I think it's time to kind of refocus. So we're hoping to involve the whole downtown. It's going to be a family-friendly day, and then, of course, our traditional parade will be at 1 o'clock. On the 16th, it'll start at 4th Avenue and go north to 12th Avenue. And so I would expect that by around, you know, about the time business is open, 10:30, we're hoping to kind of ramp up the downtown area and get as many people involved as we can and then enjoy the parade together. And, of course, it's going to be great weather, you know. day like today.
Always is, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem there.
Sure.
No,
yeah,
problem,
no
there.
Problem.
So
you know, you guys are in charge of that.
When is when's parade time again?
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
Like it is every year, Ron, at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, just, yeah. I didn't say that. And if it's a, we're going to have the parade application on our Facebook webpage, or Emporia, it starts Emporia St. Patrick's Day webpage, or excuse me, Facebook page. And if it's okay with you guys, as in the past, we'll shoot you the application and maybe get it up on the KVOE website.
Of course it's okay. Yeah, we'll love, we'll love to do that, yeah.
Thank you. Well, we will, of course, you can enter the parade pretty much up until, including the time, like you can get in right behind the last float.
So it sounds like you're in search of record-breaking numbers as far as parade participants this year, right? Is that what we need to do?
That is correct. That is correct. And, you know, we realize, like, we love our float. We love being on it. But, man, every year we hardly have time to even throw it together with everything else going on. We hope to ramp that up. And we've got a bigger trailer this year. We're just going to make everything big and just have a celebration of what all has gone on in the past 30 years. And I just know you're going to ask this, Ron. So,
how much money have you raised over the years, Barb?
And, and how many organizations?
Yeah, right? Let's do it.
Okay. In the last 30 years, we have raised $388,137, and we have sponsored 180 organizations.
That is both crazy amounts
of
support.
If we get all those 180 in the parade, we're going to be looking good, aren't we?
There
Wouldn't
are a
that
few
be great?
There. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll need a little more time than usual, but... yeah, that's pretty awesome. I mean, we're happy about that, and I think it's time to step back and just celebrate all that's happened, and hopefully we can get a whole lot of people that we have helped over the years involved, and, you know, we'll just kind of try this and see where it goes. But, you know, we're always a party waiting to happen, so we will have that. We will be having, like, you know, we'll be selling the beads and the crazy merchandise, okay. Any funds that we raise. Well, like I said, we'll go to help support the bagpipers. And we do have the two endowed scholarships, one at Tech College and one at ESU. But any time we can add to that, it can, you know, make the scholarship actually even bigger or split into two or more scholarships. So we also will be doing the sponsorships on the banners down at Town Royal again this year. And so we'll be contacting businesses and see if they're interested in buying a banner. The cool thing is they get their own personalized banner, and then after the day is over, they get that to keep to use at their business or when they're out in the community. So we'll have all those up. That money will help pay also for our expenses. And we will have our pub crawl. Our committee always has a pub crawl on this year. It will be on March, oh, yeah, 8th, March 8th, Friday, okay. March 8th. And we'll probably do that a little different this year, too, with more info coming in the future. We'll let you know. But we invite people to join us on that. We'll have a list of the – we get our sponsors, and then we go around to each of those sponsors and support them. And, of course, kind of, you know, party. We have a party bus that the committee rides on. But we'll have that list so people could join us if they wanted to at these various places throughout the evening on March 8th.
St. Patrick's Day Parade. Save the date.
All right.
March 16th.
Yep.
Barb says they're stepping back. I say we make them step up. Make this be the biggest parade ever we have downtown.
That's awesome. Well, we're really ready to party and, you know, lean back and celebrate, and we hope that everybody will want to celebrate with us.
All right. Well, we'll be in touch. I know that, Barb. Keep us posted, and we'll get the parade application up on the website.
Okay. Well, as always, we really appreciate you guys' help, and, yeah, let's stay in touch and make this happen.
Thank you, Barb.
Okay, thank you.
All right, always a pleasure. Barb Lowry, St. Patrick's Day Committee, March 16th, Parade Day, 1 p.m. in downtown Emporia, celebrating 30 years.
30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Boy, you talk about if we could get even half of those 180-plus community groups that'll be involved, that would literally put it at Emporia Community Christmas Parade level, no if kidding. We could get to that level. So, again, those parade entry forms in, get them highlighted, get them sent in to the St. Patrick's Committee, and looking for a big celebration March 16th. Want to let you know that we've got now two interviews that are coming up for tomorrow morning. First off, for the 8:20 Newsmaker 2 segment, we'll have Lyon County Communications Manager Vicki Smith updating the process for a new county website. Haven't touched on this for the last several months, so we'll get a status report on that. And then tomorrow at 8:45, we will have our monthly visit with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll be learning the focal points here shortly, but that is going to be coming up at 8:45 tomorrow morning. I can also tell you here that next week's schedule is almost already full. Save for the Talk of Emporias, we're right now in the process of getting one of those confirmed and maybe both of them before the morning is out.
I don't know if I updated you on this or not.
Uh-oh.
Probably not. Let's see. I do have the 9th booked now. 7:15 prime time.
Okay.
Next week.
All right.
Is taken. And I also have the 19th, which is a Monday, booked as well for the 7:15.
So all right. Good enough.
I haven't got them written on the calendar yet, but they're both booked.
All right, good enough. So check kvoe.com/calendar, and we'll be updating that here for you shortly. And if you want to get on the schedule, let us know, 620-342-1400, and always email us, kvoe@kvoe.com.
All right, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 844, sunshine and 46 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new study by researchers from Harvard and Stanford shows American students made historic gains in math.